sync records. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot says it's identified a six-hour gap in official White House records of then-President Trump's phone calls as the violence escalated and his supporters entered the Capitol building.
At a January 6th midday rally, the president whipped up his supporters. But it's unclear who the president talked to after that. It's known that at 2:26, Mr. Trump tried to phone Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville, mistakenly reaching Senator Mike Lee. Also AWOL from the records, a screaming match between the president and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy beseeched the president to convince the rioters to stand down.
Fox's Chad Pergram. House investigators say they're looking at whether Trump used non-official cell phones like a personal device from an aide or a so-called burner phone. The CDC has followed the FDA in recommending another COVID booster shot for people 50 and older at least 4 months after their last vaccination. Earlier today, the FDA also recommended boosters for younger people who are immunocompromised. More than 100 years since similar legislation was introduced, President Biden has signed a measure making lynching a federal hate crime.
The same racial hatred that drove the mob to hang a noose brought that mob carrying torches out of the fields of Charlottesville just a few years ago. Racial hate isn't an old problem. It's a persistent problem.
The new law makes it possible to prosecute a crime as a lynching when a conspiracy to commit a hate crime leads to death or serious bodily injury. It was named after Emmett Till, a black teen who was murdered in Mississippi in 1955 when he was accused of whistling at a white woman. Maryland lawmakers have passed a measure to expand access to abortions by lifting restrictions that only doctors provide them. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Immigration officials say they don't have enough resources for all the migrants coming into their custody.
The head of Immigration, Customs Enforcement, and Removal Operations, Corey Price, told attendees at the Border Expo in San Antonio that he had 21,000 people in custody right now.
At the current flow rates at the border, Chief, what is it, about 7,000 a day? So if you think about that, if I emptied every single bed we have today, by this weekend, we would be full. So it's just a never-ending battle. So we've been having to lean on alternatives to detention.
He said they're looking for other technologies other than ankle monitors, explaining it's not realistic to keep someone on an ankle device for several years as their immigration case plays out. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Job openings stayed at a near record level in February. Little change from the previous month, continuing a trend that Federal Reserve officials see as a driver of inflation. The Labor Department says there were 11.3 million available jobs last month, matching January's figure and just below December's record of 11.4 million. Home prices and mortgage rates continue to rise.
The latest read on home prices showed they soared at one of the fastest rates on record in January, according to Case-Shiller reports. Its 20-city price index posted a 19.1% year-over-year gain, up from 18.6% the previous month. The National Home Price Index showed 19.2% growth between January of last year and this one. Phoenix, Arizona, recording the highest rate of home price growth in the country in January, with a 32.6% year-over-year increase, not far behind in Florida, Tampa, and Miami. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Foo Fighters have canceled all upcoming concert dates following the death of drummer Terrell Hawkins. Hawkins died Friday during the South American leg of the band's tour. He was 50. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.